Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Does your life have a purpose? This is the topic of today's lecture. I do testify that there is no one who is worthy of being worshipped, followed or obeyed except Almighty Allah. He's the first and the last. He's the merciful and the compassionate. He's the loving and the most powerful. There is no one like him. And I do testify that Muhammad is his last messenger, the one who completed the message of Jesus, the message of Moses, the message of Abraham, and all other messengers. May peace be upon all of them. Amen. My lecture today is the answer of the most perplexing question for mankind, the educated as well as the uneducated, the Western as well as the Eastern, the civilized as well as the uncivilized, the old and the young, almost for everyone. Does life have a purpose? That is the question. My dear listener, for some of you, this question may sound stupid or silly, as the answer might be known to them. However, for the vast majority of humanity, it is a legitimate and a valid question. What is the purpose of life? Is life purposeful or purposeless? Does it have a purpose? Why are we created? In fact, there is no one single answer for these questions. Let me elaborate on this issue for a moment to see why it is so perplexing. When we are asked other questions such as, why do you study? The answer pops up very easily. To succeed or to get a job. Why do you work? To earn my living and sustenance. Why do you marry? To fulfill my desires. Okay? All these are fine answers. But why are you created? Unfortunately, you do not find a clear answer. You will get plenty of responses. But probably none of them is so convincing to you. You will hear such answers like, to enjoy ourselves, to construct and build civilization, to learn and teach, to cooperate, to fight others, to show our supremacy above others, etc. Then, after that you die. That's it? Am I correct? Is this sensible? Does it make sense to you? Is that all? To live, to eat, to marry, to learn, then to die? Is that all? In other words, you are created to die. What a foolish purpose. What is the purpose in such a life? What is the benefit in such a life like that? You should have been created for a greater purpose than this. What is that purpose? This lecture is the answer for that question. But before I spell it out to you, let me share with you the story of a German engineer who tried to kill himself when he found that life is without a purpose. This is a true story that took place in Germany approximately 20 years ago. One day, a young man in the 30s of his age decided to commit suicide. For him, life was meaningless. He used to argue with himself. If I am living this life just to eat, drink, marry, work, and then die, it's a very boring life. Whatever I do today, I will recycle tomorrow. What I did yesterday, I am doing today, eating, sleeping, making sex, and working. The same monotonous scenario every day. What a boring life. Then he asked himself, if life is going to continue like that, then after some time, today or tomorrow, I will get sick or become old. I will not even be able to help myself.
then finally, sooner or later, I will die. Why shouldn't I die now and save myself the troubles and the calamities of this life? Therefore, the German engineer determined to end his life. When I heard this story, first, I got the impression that this man should have been crazy. But when I reflected upon it, I found the logic he had. In fact, his decision made sense to me. If life has no legitimate purpose, why shouldn't he kill himself? Yet, why live such a boring life, then die sooner or later? Why wait until we reach the age of 70 or 80, then rest after a very long and unpleasant life? Why should I wait to have cancer or HIV, then die? Why shouldn't I rest right now? It makes sense, doesn't it? Dear brothers and sisters, we need to have moments of reflection upon life. This is a very important issue. We need to ask ourselves, who are we? Why are we created? Is there a purpose in our life? Do we have the correct belief, or are we the victims of the culture and the communities that we live in? We really need moments of reflection. Dear listeners, this is the reason why most people who do not know the correct answer decide to kill themselves. For them, there is no aim in life. They do not know why they were created. They do not find any sound answer, neither from their parents or friends, nor from their teachers or leaders, nor from their priests or philosophers. They come to conclusion that
وقالوا ما هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما يهلكنا إلا الدهر.
Truly, it is our worldly life. We die and we live, and time destroys us. This is the source of their troubles, their wrong inherited beliefs. They are just a product of the culture that they were raised in. In this way, their lives become similar to the lives of animals and birds in many ways, eating, drinking, hanging around, and then dying. Let me complete the story. Then I come back to the original question. After deciding to commit suicide, the young engineer went to a small shop and bought a sharp knife to cut his own veins. The salesman was a Yemenese guy at the age of 40. Out of curiosity, the salesman asked him, "Why did you buy such an expensive knife?" The engineer answered without hesitation, "To kill myself." "What?" said the salesperson. "To kill myself," said the engineer. "Are you crazy?" "No, I am not. I am fed up with this aimless life. Life is meaningless to me. I have no desire to live anymore." Then the salesman got excited and gently asked him, "Would you like to have a cup of tea or coffee before you kill yourself?" "Yes, I don't mind at all." Dear listeners, believe it or not, 3 hours later, this desperate engineer changed his mind 180 degrees. He totally became a new person when he learned that life has a very legitimate purpose. The Yemeni salesman started by asking the desperate engineer, "You told me that the knife you bought is to be used in killing yourself." The engineer commented, "Yes." "So the knife was brought for a purpose, but your whole life has no purpose behind it." The young guy did not respond. At that time, the salesman started showering him with tons of quick questions. "Do you confess that the lamp above you has a wisdom?" "Yes, it does." "It lights dark places." "How about your shoes?" "They protect my feet." "Your clothes?" "They protect my body." "How about your ears?" "I use them in listening." "Your eyes?" "I use them in seeing." "How about your mouth, your legs, your hair?" "Everything has a message." "But you say that there is no wisdom behind your life." "I don't know an illegitimate one." "Do you think life and death were created for a foolish purpose?" "I don't know. I have never heard a convincing answer." "Have you ever heard this verse?"
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا.
The one who created death and life to test you, who has the best deeds amongst you. "I never heard of that, but it sounds good. It makes sense to me. Would you please repeat it?"
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ.
Who taught you this? The last messenger of God, Muhammad, peace be upon him. What did he say about the purpose of life? Listen to this verse.
مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ.
"I have not created jinn and man except for worshipping me. I need no sustenance from them, nor do I need them to feed me." Where can I read this? In the Holy Quran, the book that had been brought by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the last messenger of Allah. This is amazing. It sounds great. This is the most meaningful answer I have ever heard. Can I hear more of that? Yes. Yes, of course. At that time, the Muslim salesman went on explaining to him the whole concept of life. Since Allah created Adam and sent all messengers with one message, to invite people to obey, to follow and worship one God alone. In less than 3 hours, the German engineer declared that he believed in Allah and Muhammad as the last messenger. What attracted him was the beautiful words of the Quran that he heard from his counterpart, especially this part. Listen to it carefully.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان."
Meaning, the most merciful. It is He who has taught the Quran. He has created man. He has taught him eloquence. The sun and the moon follow courses exactly computed, and the herbs and the trees both submit. And the firmament has He raised high, and He has set up the balance of justice, in order that you may not transgress balance. So establish weight with justice, and fall not short in the balance. It is He who has spread out the earth for His creatures. Therein is fruit and date palm, also corn with its leaves and stalk for fodder, and sweet smelling plants. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Dear brothers and sisters, it's true that millions of people do not know about the legitimate purpose of life until they know about Islam, until they read the Holy Quran, and only then they find by themselves that what God said about life and death, about the rewards made for the righteous people and the punishment awaiting for the bad ones, about the moon and the sun, about the day of judgment, about the hereafter. Brothers and sisters, this is a reminder to you and to me. You would never know life, death, except by knowing the guidance that Prophet Muhammad brought to mankind. Without surrendering ourselves to the commands of Almighty Allah, or in other words, without becoming a Muslim, then, and only then, you would know what Allah has selected you for, and you would know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the religion for you. Listen to this verse.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
Today I have completed your religion for you and bestowed my blessing upon you and selected Islam as a religion for all of you. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure that you agree that this is the truth. Think of it. Think of it deeply. Reflect upon it for months and then take a decision. This may be the luckiest day in your lifetime before it becomes too late for you. Finally, I ask Almighty Allah to guide us to the truth and to help us to follow it and maintain it throughout our lives. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure that each one of us knows now the answer of the question, what is the purpose of life, or what is the wisdom behind life? The answer is, the purpose of life is to obey, to submit, and to follow God. In other words, to worship God, and to follow His commands, and to keep away from the prohibitions and the prohibited acts and deeds that He assigned for us. Finally, I ask Almighty again to guide us through the truth and to help us follow the truth until we meet Him in the Day of Judgment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.